This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Brody, Lechwai Tzimchas HaNisuin, Shel Dov Brody and Shirley Weiniger, Vele'ilu Nishmas Harav Yehuda Ben Harav Levi Gabriel Brody Schlitter. Test 7, 15th of June, Rabbi Leibish Heller, Hilchas Talmud Torah.
Rabbi, it's like coming as we are from Matan Torah, I thought it would be appropriate to talk about the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, where and when it applies, when it is suspended for the sake of something else, and so on. Yeah, one example. I also want to, at the forefront, pose a question that I hope we'll be able to answer today. And I don't want to come across as being over-presumptuous, but this was a question that was asked by none less than Reb Shloime Zalman Auerbach. And he sent this question to be asked of Reb Moshe Feinstein. Somebody told him that he's traveling to America, so he asked him, I want you to do me a favor, go into Reb Moshe Feinstein and ask him this question. And as far as the story goes, Reb Moshe Feinstein said, I don't have a satisfactory answer to your question. He suggested something which I'll mention in a minute, but I don't have a satisfactory answer to your question. And I'd like to say today that we could put forward two answers. And that's not to say that Reb Moshe Feinstein wasn't aware of everything I'm going to tell you today. But in his case, it didn't apply, as we shall see. So I have a good alibi for trying to answer something that Reb Moshe Feinstein didn't have an answer for. But what was the question? The question was a simple question. There's a Gemara in Ksubis, and it's brought l'halacha. That if a person is sitting and learning Torah, and he is aware of a levaya that is currently taking place, the Gemara says he should be mevatel Talmud Torah b'shvil halvayas ameis. And the same is true for a chuppah. Achnosas kala l'chupa warrants bitul Torah. And the Gemara says, how many people should be by the levaya in order for you to say it's sufficient, they don't need me? And the Gemara says, the halachic opinion is 600,000 people. Kinesinoso. Anything short of 600,000 people means you should go to that levaya. I think we once discussed why it's the case that even though Talmud Torah kineged kulam, right, of the 248 mitzvos aseh, Talmud Torah stands up against the other, outweighs all of the others combined, even so, any of the others, when you're oisik b'mitzvah, if you're occupied with building a sukkah, you're potter from a mitzvah, from a different mitzvah. And Talmud Torah, you do override for the sake of a mitzvah shiyash alasay le'afeh. Whatever the explanation should be, that's the halacha. So Shlomo Zalman asked, why are we not mekayim this din? Why do we not close all the yeshivas every time there's a wedding? And every time there's a levaya? And Reb Moshe thought and thought and said, I don't know. But possibly, he said, possibly an answer is that since people don't do their chuppahs on time, they tell you the chuppah is going to be at 6 p.m., even though the invitation might say bidiyuk, right? We know what that stands for. So therefore he said, you're not mechuyev to sit and wait for people to get their act together, that you're not mechuyev to do. But that's a teretz, a technical teretz that doesn't apply in many cases. What happens if you live in a Yekesha community where six means six and it's definitely going to be six? Do we close yeshivas then? So this is the question. So I want to suggest two possible answers to this question. With regards to the first answer, it almost entirely comes from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav is the authoritative achron on Hilchos Talmud Torah. Like you have the Mishnah Berurah on Hilchos Shmiras Halashon. You know, Shmiras Halashon is a chelik of Torah, but it's the Mishnah Berurah who put together the halachas of Shmiras Halashon, the same as with the Hilchas Tamei Torah, the Shulchan Aruch Hara. And he asks a simple question. We just read Pirkei Avos. He asks a very simple question, which boggles us. It should be obvious to every person. Tell me if when you saw the Mishnah, you asked yourself this question. The Mishnah says, Ben Shloish Esrei Lemitzvus. 13 years old, you mechuyev b'mitzvus. Mitzvus means kol ha-teira, all the mitzvus ha-teira. And then the Mishnah goes on and says, Ben Shmoyin Esrei L'chupa. Chupa is a mitzvah. Piri v'rivi, it's a mitzvah rabo. Why shouldn't a person be mechuyev to get married come 13? 13 and one day, he should get married. Why 18? If Ben Shloish Esrei L'mitzvah is... So then why not get married straight away? Maybe until you find a good shidduch, you're an onus. Maybe you should have to prepare. You should have to prepare before, just like you prepare yourself to prepare tefillin before you return by mitzvah. But even if not, okay, but you should be misasik in trying to pursue this mitzvah from the time you turn 13. How do we defray it lekatchila until the age of 18? Where does it say in the Torah that mitzvah period of Arivia starts at 18? And nowadays, many people do it beyond 18. The Gemara puts a deadline of 20, but... We do it later, often. So what's the heter for this? And to be miyash of this, he puts down a yesoid, which is muchach from many Rishonim and from many sugis and shas, that Talmud Torah has two components to it. One example from where this emerges from is the Gemara Menachos of Tzadik Tes, where the Gemara says that the pasuk lo yomush haTorah zeh mipicha, which means basically that you're not allowed to ever let go. Yomush means to let go, right? To relinquish Torah. You're not allowed to let go of Torah. So what does that mean? What does that mean? What happens if you go, do an errand? Are you being oivran lo yomush? So there's a Mishnah that says that the korban tamid, even though the Torah refers to it as tamid, tamid means that... The Gemara says, the Brayser, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, afilu silek as a yeshona shachris, v'silek as a chadosha arvis, ein bekach klum. It's not a problem. Even if you, the Eish Tamid, if you remove it in the morning, you replace it in the evening, it's not a problem. Because, ma'ani mekayim tamid, shelo yogin shulchan b'loy lechem. Sorry, the lechem atom. Sorry, strike two. You have, tamid means it should always, it shouldn't be a day in which it was left out. Tommy doesn't mean that it has to be there every moment. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbami midvarav shel Rabbi Yosi Nilmad, afilu lo yishona odom ela perek echad shachris uperek echad arvis, ki ein mitzvas l'yom mushefer haTorah zeh mipicho. If you don't allow a morning or an evening to go by without Talmud Torah, that is called that you didn't relinquish Torah. If you allow a shachris or a complete arvis, a complete unit of 12 hours to go without Torah, then you're in violation of this mitzvah. But if you do it, at least pay the kechad shachris, pay the kechad arvis, you're not in violation of leyomish. Says the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Meshum Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai, afilu loikora odom elechish meshachris v'arvis, kiyim leyomish. Even if he was only koira kriyashma, which is a paydek, a parsha in Torah, he was mekayim in the chiyuv of the, he is in compliance with leyomish. He's not in violation of Leyomsh. Because he didn't abandon Torah, he didn't relinquish Torah, he was in his asik with Torah, he engaged with Torah during his 12 hours. When? When he said Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema Chsav, he said the Psukim, that's already a kiyum of Talmud Torah. So the Kasha is, and the Chorin Master's Kasha, Reb Shimon ben Yochai is the one who says, Yochol Yasuk, you would think a person should be Chayresh and Zereh and so on. And then be Yosef B'Torah, Torah Matahei Aleo. And it says, Lo Yomush! Lo Yomush Torah Zeh Mipicha! So in Brachis, Lamites, Reb Shimon ben Yochai tells us that Lo Yomush is Mechayev, is to such a point that you're not allowed to go out and plow a field. And in Menachos, he tells us that you can say Krishna. And you're already, you've ticked your box as far as Lo Yomush is concerned. So this Gemara, along with many others, leads us to a clear maskana that we're talking about two separate chiyuvim when it comes to Talmud Torah. Two separate dinim. And they don't always overlap. Sometimes they do, very often they do, but not necessarily. There's one mitzvah, which is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, which is what the Gemara is talking about in Menachos. Am I mekayim the mitzvah of engaging with Torah, learning Torah? And the answer to that, says Reb Shimon ben Yochai, he said, Krishma Shachris Arvis, it's a resounding yes, you did your dues of learning Torah. And we see from the Hemshech of the Gemara, Rav Doma over there asks, someone like me, who knows Kol HaTorah Kula, could I be Oisek in Chachma Yevanis? It applies even to someone who knows Kol HaTorah Kula. We're not looking at Talmud Torah as a means of acquiring the knowledge of Torah, Yediyas HaTorah. Simply engaging with Torah, saying Shema every day, doesn't increase your knowledge of Torah. You can remain the same Amoritz, even if you said Krishma every day, and you're Makayim Le'yomish, but it doesn't make you a Talmud Chacham, because that's not what we're dealing with. We're dealing with doing the mitzvah of learning Torah, and that you did. If Shimon ben Yochai in Brachas Lamites is talking about a separate chiyuv. There's a chiyuv to be Koine Yediyas and Kol HaTorah Kulo. There's an obligation for whoever is capable, to whatever degree a person is capable, to acquire knowledge of Torah. There's a set of priorities. You have a whole lifetime. But eventually you have to reach a point that you've maximized your ability to acquire, to master Torah. Here we're talking about engaging with Torah. And here we're talking about mastering Torah. Mastering Torah has separate chiyuvim. And until you master Torah, says Reb Shimon ben Yochai, don't go out and plow. Once you've mastered Torah, now the only thing you're worried about is the continued chiyuv of Talmud Torah, because knowing Kol HaTorah Kulo doesn't patter you from Limud HaTorah. It suffices insofar as Yediyas HaTorah is concerned, but Limud HaTorah is still chayav. Even a person knows Kol HaTorah Kulo, right? If there is such a thing, a person knows Kol HaTorah Kulo, yeah, he still has the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. On the other hand, if a person doesn't know, if a person, for example, repeats the same thing all the time, so he's doing Talmud Torah, he's not being Koyim Yediyas HaTorah. So they each stand on their own. And therefore, it's not a stira. Yediyas HaTorah has its rules, and Talmud Torah has its rules. Lefi this, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Ben Shleisha Sir LeMitzvus, is Mechuyev B'Kol HaMitzvus, including Talmud Torah. Most other things, so Talmud Torah is Nitcha. When it comes to putting on tefillin, Talmud Torah is Nitcha, put on tefillin. When it comes to building a sukkah, Talmud Torah is Nitcha, build a sukkah. But when it comes to getting married, you're not only going to be doichet Talmud Torah. If a person should get married 13, he's not only going to lose out Talmud Torah for the time of the chuppah, or for the shana rishayna, or for whatever time this process is, whatever time it's going to cost him on a daily basis. He's going to be oikir himself from the ability to be mekayim yediyas HaTorah. Getting married at 13 is a guaranteed recipe to never knowing Torah. And we don't find, he says, that you have to be doiche yediyas HaTorah for the sake of a different mitzvah.
How would it be doiche Talmud Torah if you should be mekayim in the morning and the evening?
So Talmud Torah he won't be. Did I say Talmud? That's a mistake. Talmud Torah he won't be doiche. I'm sorry. Talmud Torah he will not be doiche. Talmud Torah he can continue to do anyways, morning and evening. Maybe the time of the chuppah he won't be the kind Talmud Torah then. But you're right. The perekech hashachar, perekech hadaris won't be nitzvah. Basic lo yomush, what?
Same applies by 18.
Oh, very good question. So he makes a cheshbon that they used to learn 5 years Mishnah, 5 years Talmud, and 2 or 3 years you could learn after the Chasinah, and Chazal gave an extension till 20, Tipach Rucha is only by 20. He makes a cheshbon, a person is capable of knowing Kol HaTorah Kula and getting married at 18. That's why you get married at 18, because until 18 you're expected to know Kol HaTorah Kula. And Mistama, now people who've been married at 21 or 22 or 23 is because they're not there yet. So, Lefizeh, Rabbi Yisai, a very simple practical answer. Why won't you close all the yeshivas for every chasana and for every chuppah? Because the Gemara that says, Mevatlin Talmud Torah b'shvil achnasas kalabal v'yisames, is talking about the mitzvah of limud haTorah. If every person in your yeshiva already has maximized his yediyas haTorah, and the only thing they're occupied now with is limud haTorah, so suspend that for the sake of the Leviath. But if they're engaged with yediyas haTorah, and having them close shop for every wedding in town, you're adding yeshiva in Yerushalayim, is a guarantee that they're not going to ever have yediyas haTorah, so that's not nitcha. That's not nitcha. It's not nitcha. There's no chiv to never know Torah because you have to go to Leviath. That's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, be doicha that half an hour of limud haTorah for the sake of the Leviah. But if it means that you're never going to know Torah, that you don't have to do.
Is it?
If what?
Is it? He'll still have the whole day, every day with.
Yeah, but
still have yedias.
You could have yedias. We could have yedias, but it's very it can really compromise your ability even as it is. We're not sure how we ever get to a point of yedias at all. Now, after that, going to Levayas all day, then where are you going to be? What's going to be left? Now, this could very well be why Reb Shlomo Zalman asked the question of Reb Moshe Feinstein, because between the two of them, the only issue at hand was Talmud Torah, not Yediyas Torah. So Reb Moshe said, I don't know. As far as Talmud Torah, we should have to go to every wedding. Anyway, this is one suggestion that Yediyas Torah is not being discussed in the Gemara and Ksubis, Daf Yedzayin, when it says Mevatlon Talmud Torah, it's only referring to Talmud Torah, not Yediyas Torah. But another possible suggestion is as follows. There's a very interesting halacha in Hilchos Talmud Torah, which I don't think anybody is really mekayim. And again, this is from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. There are cholkim on this, but Shulchan Aruch HaRav says it in absolute terms, and he says this is the halacha, and there's no way out of it, and the only solution is what he suggests. And what am I referring to? I'm referring again to a Gemara of Grandi Menachos Daf Tzadik Tesamit Beis, which says, it's a Mishnah actually, but HaShecheach Dovor Echot B'Mishnosoi is Mischayev B'Nachshu. HaShecheach or HaMashkiach, if a person engages in a way that will make him forget one point of his learning, he's Chayev Miso. And we learn it from a Pasuk, Hishomer Lecho, Ushmor Nafshach Malayit, Pen Tishkach, Hishomer Lecho, Ushmor Nafshach, Pen. The Gemara says it's three lavin. If you forget one point of Torah, you're chayiv misa. Which person in the world is over on chiyuv misa on a daily basis? Somebody were to approach you and say to you, when was the last time you were over on a chiyuv misa? It could be by sitting in this chair right now, you're over on a chiyuv misa. Because the way he explains it, is you're not allowed to learn in a way that you're not certain that you're going to remember. You have to set yourself up in a way that when you're learning, what you learn, you will retain. And he gives the whole program, learn chaz every 30 days, and so on. And at the end of the day, he says, if you're going to reach a point that you'll have to learn your entire life one masechet, so be it. This is what the Mishnah means. Lo yalecha melocha likmar. And he brings a raya from Yerushalmi and Shvi'is that there were chachamim that knew only one or two masechets. Tamidim, I'm sorry, what? It's to do with your memory. You're honest. The time is not that you don't remember. The time is, why did you go further? No problem. If somebody's honest, you can't change your brain. If somebody's honest, adarabah. So learn only one Perek Mishnah your whole life. After 15, 20 years, you see this Perek, you know in a way that you're never going to forget, go to the next Perek. At the end of it, you'll come with one, Talmud Ebiyodi will be one Mesechta. This is what he says, Alokha Limaisa, that's the way you should learn. And of course, if you're only going to learn that, it should be only things that are Negeil Maisa, because that takes priority, and so on. Now my question is, why isn't there anybody who's Mekayim this? Nobody in the world is Mekayim this. You might say that the west of the world is Tzoymech on the Cholkim. But by Chassidei Chabad, the Hakro is always like Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Hilchos HaKarav, that's the way they're Mechriya in every question. And in other yeshivas, they learn like this. They don't learn one Masechta again and again and again. And it never was. I don't even know if Bismano there was such a hanhag. So what's pshat? So I want to suggest a possibility. There's a Gemara in Ksubis, where the Gemara says, Taka on this Gemara that I just mentioned, Mabatan Talmud Torah Shulach, Achnas Kala Vaisa Meis, Tosis asks a question. So Gemara, it's in Ksubis Daf Yud Zayin. Tosis asks a astir. You're telling me Mabatan Talmud Torah in Hilchos Derech Eretz, which is supposed to be Meseches Derech Eretz, Omer Rabbi Akiva said, Tchilas Tashmishi Lifnei Chachamim, when I started to learn in front of the Chachamim, Pam Achas Aisi Malach Baderech Umatzosi Meis Mitzvah V'nitpalti Boi Dalid Milin Achi Veisi Lebeis Akvaris Ukvarti. I was Oisek in the greatest thing, Meis Mitzvah. Ukshabosi V'rtzeisi Dvorin Lifnei Rabbi Lodzov Rabbi Yeshua Omru Li Al Kol Psio Kilu Shafachto Dam Noki. Every step that you took, not only was it not a mitzvah, but it was a terrible thing on your part. Shouldn't have done it. He should have done it even if he was sitting in the Bishmanesh. He was walking in the street on his way to the Bishmanesh. In the Chalami, there's a bitul Torah involved. But bitul Torah is even for a non-meis mitzvah. Stam alavaya you have to go. A meis mitzvah for sure. And over here we say mevatlon Talmud Torah, and that's the halacha. There's no chaylik even over here. Correct? Says Tosfos two answers. The first answer Tosfos says is that the reason they were upset at him was not that he was Oisik in the Kvura of the Meis Mitzvah. They were upset at him, why did you go to the Beis HaKvaros? So Allah that Meis Mitzvah koinim koinim, you wasted time, you should have done it right then and there. Buried him in any field that may have happened. It's the person's loss. That's the way. That's the halacha. And come straight to the Beis Medrash. It's those psias that they were upset about. That's the first test. But then Tosfos gives another test. Varav yebiudo mikurbil tirets the hasam mishum the bitel atzmoi mishum mishimush tamid echachami. Over there, the problem was not that he was mevatel the learning of Torah. He was mevatel shimush tamid echachami. And Godel Shimusha Yoiser Mi Limudo. Shimusha is greater than Limudo.
What is Shimusha?
Oh, can anybody here, I would like one of you, if you don't mind, to volunteer. How did you understand? What does Shimusha mean? What does Shimusha mean?
She says it's pilpul, isn't it?
Okay, anyone else? Anyone else?
What did she say?
What does Shimusha Tami Dechachomi mean?
Learn from.
What? Make him a coffee. Oh, so that's what reminded me actually of the coffee. But make him a coffee is what you would think. But the gentlemen here are right. There's a Rashi in Ksubis in Soita that explains what is Shimush Tamid Chachamim. Shimush Tamid Chacham means to apprentice at the hands of a Talmud Chacham, to follow a Talmud Chacham's process of learning. Not just, correct, not just to look at the conclusions, but to follow the process of learning. And it's Mashmer Rashi in Ksoita that Shimush Tamid Chachamim, to learn without Shimush, is to learn only Mishnah. If a person knows Mishnais, all of Mishnais, he was Mekayim Limudo. Godol Shimusha Yoisemi Limudo is to go into the Taimim and the Svaris and follow the process of the Chacham. How did he get to this conclusion? If you say to the Talmud Chacham, you could be sitting in front of a Talmud Chacham for 10 years and you're not doing Shimusha. Why not? Because you say to the Talmud Chacham, just tell me the conclusion. I'm not going to look at the whole Tshuva. Just give me what's the Maskana. And if that's what you keep asking, even if you follow and remember all of that, that's Limuda. It's not Shimusha. Shimusha could also happen not in front of a Chacham. If you tell the Chacham, give me your process, show me how you got to this conclusion. What led you to this Maskana? Where, how did you get to this psak? Show me the process. That could perhaps be Shimusha. Shimusha doesn't have to be in the physical presence of a Chacham, but it means that you are following the Chacham. Now, Bizman HaMishnah, the only way to be Mekayim Shimusha was literally by being the one who makes him the coffee. So you're there before, you're there after, you see the question coming, you see the question going, you can follow, you can be there all the time. Nowadays, how could we be Mekayim Shimusha? When you open a piece of Gemara even, and you follow Abaye and Rava back and forth, that's a process of looking at Shimusha. Particularly if you're doing so with a shir, or in a mezgeret, where you're learning how to understand the piece of Gemara properly. And particularly if you're doing it with the Rishonim, so you're seeing how the Rashba understood Pshat in the Gemara, and how the Ritva argues, that is Shimusha. That is Shimusha. That's not only Limuda. You're learning how to learn. You're learning how the process of reaching this conclusion works. This, says Tosfos in Ksubis, is such an important thing that according to the second answer, it seems, it's doiche even the act of burying the Meis Mitzvah. Al kol psio psio, kilu shafachta dam noki, according to the second answer, there's no indication otherwise, refers even to the act of burying him. You shouldn't have done it. You are now engaged in shimush, and that's more important than even the core of a Meis Mitzvah. That's what it seems. So we have two questions now. No. Yeah? This is what it seems to be saying. Now let me ask you, if we first address the question of forgetting, right? We asked this good question. According to the way the halacha is, the way the Shulchan Aruch Rav formulates the halacha, don't go to the second mesechta until you finish the first mesechta. Learn that mesechta your entire life, and so be it. Lo yalecha melacha ligmur. Who said to you have to be someone to finish us? That's not what Hilchas Tamid Torah is mechayev you. Don't look for what's greater than yourself. Learn one mesechta your whole life. Why don't we do it? So let me ask you this. This Rebbe Akiva, if he was on his way to the Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar to learn Torah. And he asked you, he said to you, Rabbi Yisai, I have a question, ask me, I don't know the din. I'm very forgetful today. Something happened to me, okay, let's assume it's not Rabbi Akiva, it's someone else. I'm very forgetful today. I know that what I'm going to learn today, I'm not going to remember. I'm taking some medication today. And it causes me to forget. Should I go or should I not go? Do the Pasuk says, Yishom Elecho, Ushmer Naftecha Mo'oid Pen Tishkach, I'm going to go learn. And tomorrow I'm going to forget it. Maybe I shouldn't learn. Maybe I should sit at home and chazen what we learned yesterday. What's the halacha? What would you say? What would you say is the halacha? What? To chazen. You may be right. But not necessarily so. Because Rabbi Akiva is not going to do limud ha-Torah only. Or even yediyas ha-Torah. Rabbi Akiva is on his way to do shimusha. Shimusha has its own set of rules. Shimusha is so important that it overrides the meis mitzvah. Maybe it overrides shikha as well. I'm asking. Maybe it overrides shikha as well. Maybe if you're going, if do not be shaycheach would mean that you're never going to learn how to learn. Maybe then, for the sake of learning how to learn, it is worthy. It is okay to even be shaycheach. And this which we pass in Ilchas Talmud Torah that you're not allowed to go to the second Masechta if you're going to be Shecheach is only once you have Shimush. It's now a question of Yediyas HaTorah. So better know one Masechta and don't forget it than know 100 Masechtas and forget 50% of it. But if we're dealing not with the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah, certainly not with the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, we're dealing with learning how one could learn halacha. You cannot know a single halacha properly without shimusha. Even that one masechta you're not going to know without shimusha. Maybe over there the halacha is for the sake, until the point where you have shimusha mastered properly, you're entitled to be sheikheach. Hisham halacha, shmar naf shmachayit pentishkach, is a din in yediyas ha-Torah. It's a din in Talmud Torah. It's not a din in shimush talmid chachamim, which gobel shimusha, yoysem elimud. That's a possibility. That is a possibility. If it could be doicha meis mitzvah, it could be doicha shichat zatoyr, it could be. If this is true, then we have an answer. We have another answer to the Shlomo Zalman's question. You know why we don't go to Levayas? You know why we don't go to every chasana? Because in yeshivas we're not only learning another Amud Gemara. If that were the case, if this was a koilel where everybody's already been mekayim shimusha b'shleimus and been mekayim yediyas ha-Torah b'shleimus, and now what's only left is Talmud Torah. So Talmud Torah is nitcha for havayas ameis and for achnasas ka. But A, we discussed there's the issue of yediyas ha-Torah. But even if that is not the issue, you happen to be learning a masechta that you already know. But you're now engaged in learning it again and learning it with the Rishonim, and that is the process of shimusha. You're learning the Tameyam, what brought about this halacha. There is no makir necessarily that is to be suspended for the sake of Achnasas Kalam Avayis Amis. Why did Moshe Feinstein say, I don't know? Why did he give the teretz that, you know, the chasnas are late? Because Moshe Feinstein wasn't engaged in shimusha in the way that we are. Moshe Feinstein was giving the shimusha. And neither was the Shlomo Zalman Meir. So over there, on that level, Taka, I don't know. Maybe there's a chiv to go to every chasana. But if you're learning as a Talmud in Fnei Rabbi in a yeshiva, or even if you're learning yourself, Baliyas Agag, but you're using the Rishonim and using the Achronim and using even the Gemara to learn how to reach a Maskana, and that's expounding your ability to learn, not just giving you more Yediyas or chazing Yediyas, yeah, it's expounding your ability to learn how to reach a Maskana, maybe that. There is no mocker that it has that it should be nitcha for Achnasas Kalam of Avayis Amis. Okay. Yeah.